The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 10th, 1976, in Tehran, Iran.
But if you don't follow the instruction in Bhagavad Gita directly or indirectly, Krishna says, Sarvadharma Parityajya, do not do that. And because you may not understand Krishna, but Krishna also says, Tadvidhi Panipar, you do not go to a seer, then how will you understand Krishna? You do not understand directly or indirectly, then you are hopeless.
If we don't understand Krishna directly.
Neither indirectly. If you do not understand directly, you should go to a person who understands Krishna. But if you don't do either of these things, then I will understand Krishna.
But how to,
you know,
these in India, there
are
so many...
Don't talk of India, any place.
So how do we, you know, be sure that this person
knows
Krishna?
Huh?
How can we be sure that this person...
How can she be sure that spiritual master is bona fide?
When you see that he does not speak anything except Krishna, let us talk to those. If you are an expert businessman in a certain life, you have no other business than to talk is of that life. Suppose if you have to purchase some gold, then you have to go to the gold market. We are dealing with gold. Why should you go to the rice market? That is your ignorance. If you want to know Krishna, then you have to know from the persons who are dealing with Krishna. That's all. They have no other business. How Krishna consciousness movement means we are dealing with Krishna, that's all. We are writing books, so many books for Krishna, we are preaching, we are going country to country, we simply deal with Krishna. Therefore the movement is known as Krishna consciousness. Somebody suggested me, why don't you write God consciousness? No, I say God consciousness, they bring so many gods. It is very simple. If we take it seriously, then benefit is there. But if we hesitate, it is our misfortune. Manushanam sahasre sukachit jadati siddhaye jadatam siddhyanam kachit vekimantam. To understand Krishna is not a joke. Manushanam sahasra, out of millions and millions of persons, kaschit jagati siddhaya, one may try for perfection of life. And jatatamapi siddhyana, and out of many such persons who have attained perfection, kaschit bhetti manata, somebody may know. So to understand Krishna is not so easy job. But Krishna personally comes and teaches about himself. And still, if you do not take, then you are misfortune. If you still interpret, misinterpret rather, then it is your misfortune. What can you do? We should, those who are Indians, Bharatvasi, they have got a particular duty. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hariya Jaha. One who has taken birth as a human being in India, he should make his life perfect and distribute the knowledge. So you are outside India, make your life perfect and distribute this knowledge. This is the duty of Indians. Why outside India they should remain in darkness? Distribute the knowledge. But unless you make your life perfect, how you can distribute?
Takes very long.
Huh? Very easy, provided you want to do it.
It takes long time to surrender to Krishna.
No long time, I say a moment. Krishna says, Sarvadharman Puritanjam Avaiva, you do it. You can do it in the moment, but he will not do it. That is it.
Yes, you bring
that. He can do it immediately. But unfortunately, he will not do it. What can be done? Story, I may narrate it. One poor man was begging on the street and Lord Shiva and Parvati was passing as ordinary man. So Parvati requested Lord Shiva that this poor man is asking, is begging, so requesting him, why don't you give him something? And Lord Shiva replied, even if I give, he will not be able to enjoy it. He is so unfortunate. How that is healthy? Why don't you give? So Lord Shiva, in a watermelon, gave him, say, $1,000. Take this watermelon. So he thanked him, and after that, he thought, what I shall do with this watermelon? So another man came. Said, if you take this water miller and give me one anna. So he gave one anna and he took the roti. Because he had no good fortune to take that money within the water. Our fortune is like that. Krishna is giving us the final benefit. But we are not taking care of. This is our mistake.
Is it knowledge that we don't have the knowledge or enlightenment that in that watermelon there is something which is worth? Or it is only that we don't want to do it? Or we don't want to take the trouble?
Well, that chance is there. You can take the watermelon and cut it. But before that way, you need to give it to somebody else. That is your misfortune.
No, fortune is something which we say.
No, I am talking of misfortune. Mm-hmm. That the perfect knowledge is being distributed by Krishna. But we are so misfortunate, we do not take it. That is my point.
Krishna, well, misfortune is, again, is not in the hands of you and me.
No, misfortune is your creation. Fortune and man is the architect of your own fortune. So you can create your fortune and misfortune. That is the world going on. There are so many people that are watching. Somebody is creating fortune, somebody is creating misfortune. So anyway, when Krishna directly is giving you the knowledge, perfect knowledge, why don't you take it? Is it not misfortune?
Well, that probably is ignorance.
That is misfortune. Ignorance means misfortune. The unfortunate persons are those who are ignorant, uneducated. Therefore, you have to take education to become fortunate. And that education is being imparted by Krishna, but we don't take it. That is misfortune.
Well,
If you take education from Krishna, you become fortunate. Now why don't you take it? Krishna has said this very thing. Namara duskita nam mura prabhadante naradama. Maya apavita jnana asuri bhavama. These are the classes. One who does not take the advantage of Krishna's instruction, he is immediately grouped in these categories. Duskita nam mura naradama. Maya apavita jnana asuri bhavama. Krishna says, personally, one who does not take to the Krishna's instruction, Sarvadharman Prithvajamam, how he is grouped, Namāda duṣkita nambu rā prapadyante narākava māyā prithabhyana āsuri māvā. He is grouped. Duṣkita nam means, he has got intelligence, kriti. Kriti means one who has got intelligence, merit. But this merit is being utilized for sinful activity, duskriti. If merit is used for good work, that is called sukriti. And if the merit is used for manufacturing something harmful to the human society, then it is duskriti. Merit is there. A thief, rascal, cheater, he has got good merit, but he is using it for bad purpose. That is duskriti. Why he has become so? Mura. Because he does not know his interest. Ass. The example is ass, mura. The ass does not know his interest. He is loading tons of cloth for others' interest, for a morsel of grass. The rascal does not know he can get grass anywhere where he is taking so much trouble. Then mura. Namāda duṣkita naradama. I think this human life was meant for understanding this, not all. But he has misused the life. Asset, naradama, lowest of the mankind. How it happened? They are so educated. Maya prudhavjana. Their education is nowhere. Why? Asurimbhava. Don't care for Krishna. Don't care about God. We are everything. We are God. This is very important. Maya prudhavjana. Asurimbhava. This is a description in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatat vidha bhajante maha, sukriti navajjuna, atva thati jnani, vigyasu, bharatam. Everything is explained there. If somebody comes to Krishna, even with material motive, atva thati, there are four classes of man, atva thati jnani, vigyasu. So, jnani, for the sake of knowledge, tries to understand what is God, what is Krishna. Jigyasu, inquisitive, actually what is Krishna. And those who are less than them, when they become distressed, artha, or in need of money, they pray to Krishna. Still they have gone to Krishna. Therefore they are called sukriti. And one who has not gone to Krishna, simply speculating, that is Krishna. Maya Bhutabhya. These things are there.
So Maya is also very attached to everybody. It still can be a jigyasu and jnani, be in the माया के बंधन में रहते हुए जिज्ञासु और ज्ञानी हो सकता है?
नो, माया का बंधन छूट जाएगा जब कृष्ण को सरेंडर करेगा। मामी मुझे प्रबद्धते माया में कांग तरंती, योर फर्स्ट बिजनेस इज टू सरेंडर, देन द माया विल नॉट टच।
Krishna
says that
not even a leaf moves without
his
desire, and this present life is
the relationship
of a past life.
You have to take sansara, because Krishna is the supreme controller. If you request repeatedly, Krishna, I want to steal some, so Krishna will say, no, don't do it, it is not good.
But
it is not bhakti, it is a common affair. You want to do something like a thief steals very privately. Why? Because Krishna says, don't do it. But he does, he steals. So Krishna says always good thing, but we don't care for it.
But when, as said, no leaf moves without the intentions of Krishna.
So without hearing the good advice of Krishna, he does it, that is this, that's all. He'll be arrested, he'll put into jail, that's all. He'll suffer. But Krishna keeps him good counsel. Don't do it. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam sarvasya chaham nirisannivishtya. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam. He's situated in the end of your heart. But if you persist to do something, he says, all I do at your wish, for telling you. You suffer. That independence we have got. That like state does not advise anyone that you become a criminal. But when he becomes criminal, then he's put into jail. State says everyone go to the university, be educated. But if you make your choice, go to the prison house, you can make your choice. Similarly, Krishna says everyone, manvarāma mamad vakta mamad jāni māl. But if you make your choice, you go to hell, what can you think?
This means that we have the freedom.
Oh yes, we have got little freedom. That's what Krishna says, māmekaṁ saranaṁ braja, you do it. He does not force. He can force. He is all powerful, but he does not force. He gives you the chance, do it, you will be happy. If you don't do it, then your turn. Yate chasi tathāpi. Find out this word. Yate chasi tathāpi. Krishna gives Arjuna the freedom. Now I have given you all instruction. Now make your choice. Yate chasi tathāpi. Whatever you like in it. What is living in it? Could not find this before the Bhash Sarvadharmaan Pratyajya.
Iti
te jnanam.
Akhyatam surya duya saram maya. Vimrish yaita asheshana yate chasi
tathakuri. I have given you knowledge, confidential, more confidential, most confidential. Now you consider, you deliberate upon this and do whatever you like. And what Arjuna replied? Nastu moha siti lamja tat prasade rakhe jama.
Nashto moha smriti labdha tvat prasadan maya dhuta sitoshmi gata sandeha
karisse vachanam. This is understood. Now my illusion is gone. Lost no more. Settled on, I am in my original consciousness. So, what do you do? Karise vachanantapa. You are asking me to fight, I said to you. Everything is explained. Krishna gives you freedom, lete chasi tathāpi. And one who understands Krishna, he says, karise vachanam. That's it. Not by interpretation. I refuse by interpretation. That is not Krishna. Karise vachanam. This is understood. Other is simply waste of time. Samaya vai kevalam. If you like, you can waste your time. Find out these words. Nachatasmāt manusheshu kaschit me priya kittama jāya vāṁ paramvāṁ guhyam matvaktiṣa vidāt.
Sarva-gurhya tamam bhūya śrinu me paramvāṁ vachaha yishtosi me dhridham iti tato vakṣyāṁ ite hitam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Manmana bhavat bhakto madhyajima namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyamute patijane payosi me. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Sarva dharman parityajya mame kam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha yashyami mashuchara. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana na cha shushu shave vachyam na cha mangyo yasu yati. The confidential knowledge may not be explained to those who are not austere or devoted or engaged in devotional service, nor to one who is envious of me. Ya idam paramam guhyam madhakte shobhitasyati bhaktim mayi param kratva mam evaishyatya sanshayaha. For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come back to me. Nacha tasman manushyesu kaschin me priyakrittamaha mahita nacha me tasmat anyat priyataro bhvi. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear.
That if we present this Bhagavad Gita as it is, Jayavang Paravang, what is that? Jayavang Paravang Guhyam.
Ya idam Paravang Guhyam Madhvakesh Vithasyati Bhaktim mayi param kṛtvā māme vaiṣyatya saṁśayā.
So, he becomes immediately recognized by Krishna. If you preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, immediately becomes Bhagavad Gita. Natatasmāt manusyesu kaschit me priyakṛtvā. So one has to understand it perfectly, well, and then preach. That is like this happened. And what Sanjaya says, Jatra Yogeshara.
Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Pato Dhanodayaha, Tatra Shir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer. They will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality.
Yes, sir.
That is my opinion.
To understand Krishna like Arjuna, then Krishna is there, Arjuna is there, and all victory.
Krishna is Krishna. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna can become a
Krishna.
Krishna is Krishna.
Yeah.
Anyone who surrenders to Krishna.
He's like Arjuna. He's like Arjuna. What is Arjuna's qualification? He surrenders and he says, Kali Se Bachanam Tava. You become also Arjuna, right?
And then victory is there.
Yes, then victory is there. But if one can avoid Krishna or kill Krishna, then what is victory?
Here we treat
him. Huh? Bhakti, any line you can say, Bhakti. Where there is Krishna, there is Bhakti.
But we don't want to go and fight like Arjuna, but go out and kill people.
Why? If Krishna orders, he must.
Fighting with
Why don't you like? That is your misfortune. What Krishna is, Kari Seva Chakarma. That is what. He like or may not like. Arjuna did not like to fight. That's a fact. Therefore, all Bhagavad Gita has spoken to him. Arjuna did not like that. But when he understood, Bhagavad Gita is a death, Krishna Bhachanamita. You cannot give your word. What Krishna says, you have to give. That is Krishna consciousness. You like or don't like, that doesn't matter. Just like a child. He likes or not likes, but what the parent says, he has to do. That is his success. If the child says, Father, I don't like to go to school, will the father agree? No, he must go to school. And if he agrees, that is his agreement. Our liking, not liking has no value. What Krishna likes, you have to do. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. That is bhakti. Bhakti means Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. You have to act which is favorable to Krishna. That is bhakti. You cannot make your choice. What Krishna says, you do it, then you. What is that evil?
Well, they were not Krishna conscious people.
They are not Krishna conscious, they may be evil. My business is to execute what Krishna says, that's all. That is bhakti. Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sivalam Bhaktirichat Annabilasita Sunnam Jnanakarma. Anabhritam Anukullena Krishna. We have to act to satisfy Krishna. That is bhakti. We cannot make our choice. This is good, this is bad. Whatever Krishna says is all right. Then it is good. Arjuna proposed that, Krishna, why shall I fight with my brothers? And after all, they're my brothers, they are enjoying the kingdom. Let them enjoy. I shall let them. Better leave by begging. Why shall I fight with them? It's a very good proposal. Very gentle, very right. But Krishna said, no, you must fight. Kutaste kasona midam, bishavaya sankho. Anarja dushtaya, talking like anarja. Fight. This is no instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And when he understood that Krishna wants it, he said, yes, Kunsteva. Yes. So we cannot discriminate what is good and bad. We have to act according to the order of Krishna. That is one. But you cannot do independently also. When Krishna orders, you do it. When Krishna will order, when you are faithful servant, buddhi-jo-bhanga-dhamitam, tesham-sada-vijuttanam, bhajatam, kiri-pubhagam, buddhi-jo-bhanga-dhamitam, dhinavam-vijayam. Tesham-evanukam-pattham, aham-agyana-jagatama, nasyam-atma. This is the process. If we manufacture our own ways, that is nonsense. That will not help us.
When one person surrenders to God, surrenders to Lord Krishna, so this Maya automatically will change.
Yes.
Oh.
Krishna said,
I say, I pray to God, oh Lord Krishna, I surrender myself to you. So his Maya, when I go outside, his Maya will not touch me. I would not be affected by his material infection.
Yes.
I would be
there. Yes, if you fully surrender, Maya will not touch you.
How one will surrender? What is the meaning of surrender?
Surrender, as he says, Sarva-dharma, you have nothing to do. You have simply to do what Krishna says. That is surrender. You cannot reserve anything, that I do it something for me or something for Krishna. That is not surrender. You have nothing to do except what Krishna says. That is surrender.
That is surrender, it means the way now surrender.
Otherwise, it's not
surrender. So, only saying is not
surrender.
Only saying is not surrender.
No.
You have to act. How can you act?
So, one who has surrendered, what is his thinking, his acting, how he lives in the world?
He is acting only on Krishna's business, that's all. He has no other business.
So, he doesn't know the world. He does only what Krishna has done.
Yes.
Preaching and this and that.
Yes. That's right, we are doing.
So it means we people...
Like Krishna said, that surrender unto me, and what we are preaching, surrender to Krishna. So what is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty? Krishna said, surrender unto me. And if I go to you, Mr. Sharma, you surrender to Krishna. So what is my difficulty?
Suppose I want to surrender to Krishna, how?
No, first of all, my position, because I am working on behalf of Krishna. So Krishna says, you surrender unto me. So if I say that, sir, you surrender to Krishna, so what is my duty there?
I say,
yes,
I say, I surrender Krishna.
No, you surrender, not sir, that is your business. But my business is that I am requesting you, that you surrender to Krishna. So what is my duty there? You surrender, not sir, that is your business. But my business to canvas, sir, you surrender to Krishna. So I have not been guilty. And Krishna said, Natadasma Atmanusheshi Kaschit Nepiyati. I have to be recognized by Krishna. That is my business. See, if I do it, then I become Krishna, recognized by Krishna. You do or not do, that is your business. My only business is to request.
That I should surrender?
Yes.
And
but if you accept it is good for you. You don't accept it, that is your misfortune. But my business is finished.
So fortune comes very much in
this now. Fortune is clear. Man is the architect of his own fortune. If you don't accept Krishna's advice, then unfortunate. But my business is not difficult. We are simply going door to door and asking that you become a devotee of Krishna. If he is increased, how can I become a chant Hare Krishna? So it might be difficult. I am not to pay you something. I simply carry the message of Krishna. And Krishna says, Nachadasma, when he says, what's his name? He is my most beloved person who does this. So I said, I give up this simple job and become like Krishna. It is a very simple thing. That is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnaya Guru Haiya Taro Haiya. All of you become Guru and deliver this person where you live. Sir, how can I become Guru? I have no education, I have no knowledge. No. Yamgatu. Janadaku Tarika of Krishna Bodhi. You go and simply instruct him what Krishna has said. You become Guru. So Krishna says, surrender unto me, I say, I surrender to Krishna, I become Guru. Even though I am a fool number one, I become Guru. Because I am repeating what Krishna says, that's all. I don't require any education. Very simple thing. Everyone can become Guru. If you simply repeat what Krishna has said, that's all.
So this means that to surrender to Krishna, the first thing...
Unless he has surrendered, how he can say others to surrender? Unless one has fully surrendered, if he says to others, you surrender, that has meant no meaning. He must have surrendered. Then he can say to others, you surrender. Unless he has surrendered, how he can take up this business? Go door to door and say, you surrender to me, you surrender. That means he has surrendered. He has no other business. But what I am doing? I am doing the same thing. I am not giving any bribe to these Europeans, Americans, or the anyone. No bribe, no gold manufacturer. I simply say this. This becomes the body of the thought.
The chanting his name is very essential. Chanting Krishna's name is very essential.
Very?
Essential.
Yes, that is the easiest way. By chanting Krishna, you are associating with Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute. So Krishna and Krishna's name, no difference. Krishna, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, everything is absolute. So, chanting of Krishna's name means you are associating with Krishna. So if you are associating with Krishna, then gradually you become Krishnite.
Create the desire to get knowledge.
Yes. Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, Parang Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam. Just like if you remain in touch with the fire, you suddenly become warm. So if you remain always in touch with Krishna, then you become Krishna. Very easy. You haven't got to the forest or Himalaya or meditate. Simply chant Hare Krishna. That is recommended in the Shastra. Harinnava, 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 Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasi, Iva Nasi, Iva Nasi. You cannot perform any severe austerities, penance. Wherever you live, chant Hare Krishna. And you become perfect. If not in one day, but you will become. If you continue, chant. And why is it difficult? Where is the law? And if there is then some gain, why don't you try it? That is intelligence. I am not losing anything by chanting or anything, no? If there is any gain, why not chant? Huh? What is the argument not to chant? There is no loss, but if there is any problem, why don't you try to take it? Shastra recommends. Krishna recommends. Satatam kirtantaramam, chatantastadhirabhrima. Find out this verse. Satatam kirtantaramam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam, yatantascha, yatavrataha, namantas, namasyantascha, mam bhaktya, nityayukta,
upasaya. This is good. Everything is there. If you don't misinterpret and take as it is, then you have anything. That is false. If somebody had 1 lakh of rupees, and if he does not utilize it, then he is unfortunate. And if he is fortunate, he can utilize it, he can make it millions of dollars. So, the knowledge is already there. You have not to manufacture and speculate. You take it, you become fortunate. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness, we don't manufacture it. Here is the knowledge. Bhagavad Gita, that's the same as the Bhari. So Bhagavad Gita. Already, it's there, everything. We haven't got to manufacture something, concoct something. Everything is there. You refer, you get knowledge. And be fortunate.
Продолжение следует...